Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Good morning, and thank you so much for being here with us on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunrise. I'm Chris Elio. I am filling in for the great Mark Lawrence, who is still out on vacation. Hopefully, he's out there resting, having a good day, or doing whatever it is. Hopefully, he's out there beating the heat. That's most important this week, it seems, as it's going to get progressively worse as we go on. But enough about the heat. We've been talking about it all morning already. Let's talk about something a little more interesting. In front of me, gracing my presence, I have Dr. Lynaire Allum. She's a PhD, Executive Director of Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also, I have Dr. Randy Smith. He's coming to us from Oklahoma, president of the Rural Community College Alliance. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning. Good to be with you.
It's good to be here with you. Now, you're here. Your job specifically is setting up satellite campuses for colleges, correct?
Well, what we do is we know the value of community and technical colleges and the value they bring to rural communities across the nation. And our goal is to help these colleges be successful in every way. And that's one of the things that we're doing here is helping the Education Project move forward with their community college here.
All right. And what is the difference between a satellite center and a standalone independent community college?
Well, you know, what some campuses do is they try to serve a larger area. And so they'll do some outreach and put together a satellite center that doesn't have quite the full service that a main campus would do, but conduct some courses that will try to serve that area. What we're trying to do here with the Education Project is really bring you a full-service campus here and really build your workforce development, your economic development. You know, community colleges do a lot of things, but one of the most important things they do is they're the catalyst for economic development. And without that economic development in a rural area and without that workforce development and the jobs that they bring, you know, rural communities tend to struggle. And so we see the value and the benefit that the community and technical colleges bring to rural America with bringing the economic and workforce development to an area.
So it says here on my note, I have a list of notes for you, Dr. Smith, and it says you've been involved in establishment of community colleges across the United States, from coast to coast. Do you have one area of you know, one region that you've focused on more than others?
Well, you know, interesting fact is that 60% of community colleges nationally are rural, and that means there's about 589 rural community colleges nationally, and our organization works with those colleges to help them be effective. You know, it's different running a college in a rural area than it would be in downtown Cleveland or Denver or Pittsburgh or Philly. You know, it's just very different. And so we have challenges that we face in rural America, and one of the things that we try to do is help those colleges be successful in serving their rural communities. So our organization works with colleges nationally to help them be successful and serve rural America.
Now, what would be some of the bigger challenges for a rural situation as opposed to a inner city situation?
Sure, that's great. So one of the things obviously is financial. You know, there's just not the volume of people that you would find in a major metropolitan area, obviously. So that tax base and the population base certainly isn't there. Secondly, you know, enrollment management is critical. To get and keep students and graduate them is critical. And so there's obviously not the volume that you would have in a major metropolitan area as well. There's also different challenges with geographics, with the students being able to travel and have access to the campus mm-hmm. and to the courses, especially technical courses that require them to be on site and working with those things. So transportation is also an issue. And then, you know, just making sure that that the college has the resources necessary to conduct the things that they do. You know, the technical programs that we do typically are very expensive, but they're also very needed as well in
right.
our community, such as health occupations and technical programs. And so all those challenges play into a greater picture that makes it a little bit different operating in a rural area than it would in an urban system.
Wow, excellent. Doctor, we're chatting with Dr. Lynaire Allum. She's Executive Director of Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project, and mostly with Dr. Randy Smith, who is the perpetuator of this rural community college, the idea of satellite colleges, and he's the president and of the Rural Community College Alliance. Now, how do people within a community relate to their own community college compared to a satellite center of another college, and which has proven to be more effective?
You know, it's interesting. Over the years, I've been doing this a long time, and I live rural myself, and what you find is that every rural community is just a little bit different from each other. And you might have needs in one community that's just a little bit different than something just 25 miles up the road in another community. And the key to these community colleges is I like the word community because it really belongs to the community. And there are different workforce needs that each community is going to have. And so what we try to do with the design of our colleges is make sure that we first and foremost meet the workforce needs of that local community. You know, that local community owns that college.
Right.
And it serves that college. And it's there for the community's benefit. And so what we want to do is make sure that that college is here to meet the workforce and economic development needs of that local community, because it's just going to be different than a community even a few miles up the road sometimes.
Sure.
And so that's why it's important that that main campus and then that main service and that main focus is on that particular community. And so, you know, satellite centers are great and they're important and they have a purpose. But, you know, sometimes it's really important that focus be on that community and that economic development and workforce development. You know, the skills gap in the United States is growing.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. And when we talk about skills gaps, we're talking about the technical trades, everything from HVAC mechanics to ag mechanics to police officers to nurses to allied health professionals and many, many more types of skilled workers. And that skills gap is really scary, because we cannot fill those jobs in rural America. And we're seeing an outflow of people from rural America. And part of that is because there just isn't the skills and the services to sustain communities in rural America today. And that skills gap is growing. And that's a pretty scary thing. And so what we try to do with our community and technical colleges is make sure that we design those programs to fill that skills gap, to serve the much needed workforce in rural America.
And now, when you're doing this, do you, like you said, each rural situation is different. Like, not you can't just be like rural and everything is the same.
Right.
So when you're building a satellite center, or when you're scouting an area, do you go, okay, this needs this skill? Like you were talking about the skill gap. So would you say, like, in Oklahoma, the skills gap is different than here in Pennsylvania, or there's different education that's needed in one place to another?
Absolutely. That's a great question. And, you know, that's very true, because you'll see in different parts of the country certain workforces. You know, I'm from Oklahoma. I'm a rancher. And we need ag mechanics in Oklahoma.
Right.
And we have a big energy industry. And so we need welders and other professional workers that do that. And, you know, that may be the need here in Pennsylvania, but there may be other needs for allied healthcare workers.
Sure.
And there may be needs for other skilled trades that happen here. And so each individual community needs to design those academic and technical programs for their needs. And that's what we're doing with the SVEC program. We go out and we talk to the community. And that's why we have a board made up of community members who are in business and industry, because what we're trying to do is make sure we fill those jobs that are much needed here in the Susquehanna Valley to serve the needs of this area's population.
And Dr. Smith is such a well-spoken person in this on this topic that I feel like we haven't spoken to Dr. Lanera Alman at all. So tell me about Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project. What is the, you know, what are we trying to bring here? Like, what's the collaborative effort here?
Our organization is facilitating the establishment of a regional independent community college to service multi-county region in mid-Pennsylvania that does not have access to its own community college. And so what we're focused on is the work that Dr. Smith has done in establishing the community college in the northwestern part of Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
and paralleling some of that to our area to establish our own community college. To give an idea, the last community college that has the word community college in its name was Pennsylvania Highlands Community College back in 1993. That was Cambria County.
Hmm.
And to give an idea of what the sponsorship looks like for a community college, in 2018, their annual report showed that their local sponsorship was $1.2 million from Cambria County. From the state, there was $3.3 million. and the tuition based on 2,500 full-time equivalent students is $7.2 million. Now, that gives an idea of what the return on an investment would be of sponsorship, and that in this case, their economic impact, which Dr. Smith emphasized as well, exceeds $50 million annually. So to establish our own comprehensive community college really fills the skills gap, builds economic development, community development, and just brings about a bond within the community that all can identify with.
It's a win-win-win, it sounds like. It sounds like there's very little negative about this at all.
You know, the investment is critical because what we've found through our research over the years is for every one tax dollar that goes in to support higher education, there's a five-fold return. So a $5 return on every $1 of investment, because you get that money that stays in the community. We want the money to stay here.
Right.
We don't want it to go, you know, to the urban area.
Sure.
We don't want to see that outflow continue to the urban area. We want it to stay in the Susquehanna Valley, where it belongs. And so with every $1 investment, we find a $5 return on that tax investment. And that's been pretty consistent across the nation. And so that we say that these community technical colleges are the catalyst for rural economic and workforce development, and we know that's the case.
So quickly, 60 seconds or so, how do people help out with this? How can they get involved in assisting with this project and getting this to reach fruition?
We would be delighted if people would just call us at our office, 570-898-4334, or go on the website, newcommunitycollege.org. There is a petition that will be on that website for people in the community to sign and demonstrate their commitment and their interest and support for having our own comprehensive community college in Pennsylvania.
Dr. Lanera Alum, Dr. Randy Smith, thank you so much for your time. This sounds like a wonderful project.
Thank you, Chris.
I hope it reaches its goal.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.